We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
And welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as usual, I will ask our four contestants to talk, if they can, for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card, if they can. Let's begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, a lovely subject to start with, my finest hour. Oh, you're smiling already. Would you talk on the subject for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
It raises a whole host of memories revolving in the mind or intellect, depending, of course, on which definition you prefer. But immediately, I am present in the great Hagia Sophia and feeling the Byzantine movement pulsing through my entire physical being, envisaging the arrival of Justinian, born in a litter with those great Ethiopian males, lowering it slowly and then stepping forth to cry out, "Solomon, I have beaten you." Because this edifice was greater than anything known.
You all right, dear, in the audience? Peter Jones' challenge. Peter, what was your challenge?
Well, that's not his finest hour. He wasn't there.
I don't think it was his finest hour, but I mean, something to do with Solomon. No, a lot of other people's finest hour.
Exactly, and the subject is my finest hour.
Yes, I don't think you could justify it by any manner of means. It was absolutely fascinating, Kenneth.
Yes.
I think that Peter has a legitimate challenge, so I give him a point.
I don't think so at all. I think it's most unfair. I really do.
It's most unfair. I've come all this way. Thank you.
Well, so do the audience, but I'm afraid you'll have to...
And I want to win!
Why are you making week after week?
Like the milkman said to me, "You never win, you're wasting your time going there." I said, "Don't worry, one day there'll be an..."
Kenneth, just nurse your grievance like a good boy.
Me?
And you'll get back... No, Kenneth.
No, I'm sorry. Is that what he's doing, nursing his grievance? Good Lord. I don't think we ought to encourage that.
I think we should get on with just a minute. Peter, I agree with your challenge. You get a point for that. You take over the subject. You have 14 seconds. My finest hour starting now.
It was a long time ago, and of course it was during just a minute, and it only took 60 seconds for me to go on talking about the one subject. I remember
and,
I got flowers.
Sheila Hancock has challenged you.
If it was in just a minute, it couldn't be an hour.
Oh, that's brilliant. No, we do two programs at the same time.
Sheila, my finest hour, he was using it as an expression, a colloquially a phrase. I think your challenge is very clever, so we give you a bonus point for a good challenge. Leave the subject with Peter, who has 5 seconds to continue on my finest hour, starting now.
And it was in two parts, because the program is recorded one after the other. And...
Well, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever's speaking at that moment gets the extra point. On this occasion, it was Peter Jones, who has a lead over everybody else at the end of the first round. Derek Nimmo.
Is he all right?
I've been frightfully quiet. I've been sort of, you know, listening.
Exceptionally quiet for you, yes.
Very quiet, yes. I won't spoil
well,
it.
Well, Derek, we're going to hear from you now. The subject for you is getting ready for the holes. Can you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Oh, my goodness, what an excitement it is. Every year when one gets ready for the halls, off comes one's coat and one gets down to work, unpacking the cases that have been stored up in the loft for a 12-month. And then you open them and there are mothballs inside and a touch of mildew. And you book your ticket, you go down to the doctor and get your injections in your arm. And then pieces of paper to be acquired from travel agents, phone calls be made, the milk to be cancelled, the newspapers to be stored. My little hat that protects me from the rays of the sun to be brought out. My lotion that protects me also from the...
Oh, I said protect.
Right, I did.
Jones has judged.
Repetition of protects.
Yes, you repeated the protect and...
Overprotective.
Yes, overprotective. And, Peter, you have a point for the correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 25 seconds for getting ready for the holes starting now.
Well, I do much the same as Derek Nimmo, but rather more slowly. And I get the out.
Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Hesitation.
No.
He does it rather more slowly.
Wasn't slow enough for a hesitation. Oh. Well tried, Derek. All right, give him a bonus point. Good challenge.
No, what a good idea.
No,
what are you getting a bonus point for?
Yeah,
making a wrong challenge.
About today. I'm in that sort
makes
of
makes a wrong challenge, you give him a bonus point. Don't you think that's ridiculous,
you
Kenny?
You can't question the authority of the chairman. Oh.
19 seconds, Peter, for you to continue on getting ready for the holes starting now.
Put the tent up on the lawn and get all those aluminium...
Kenneth Williams has
deviation. If you're going on holiday, you would not put the tent up on your own lawn. That's ridiculous. They're not going on holiday at
if
all.
If you were getting Let's ready, you would!
You're camping. I thought he's doing his camping. He's camping the whole time, don't you see?
Getting
see,
ready.
I think the point of getting ready was he's putting the tent up to see if it still works. I don't think he was deviating from the subject of getting ready for the holes. 16 seconds, Peter, starting now.
You get those aluminium utensils out, give them a polish.
Sheila Hancock challenge.
I think he said aluminium last time.
Sheila has a correct challenge. There are 13 seconds, Sheila, getting ready for the holes, starting now.
I always think getting ready for the holes is considerably more enjoyable than the actual holes, which are a bit of an anticlimax. But you have to get out the cases, prepare your clothes, usually washing and...
On this occasion, Sheila Hancock was speaking when the whistle went. She got the bonus point. She's now in second place behind Peter Jones, who's still in the lead, and Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams in third and fourth, respectively. Peter, your turn to begin the subject, Some People. There's a subject which you can take many ways. Can you talk on it for just a minute, starting now?
Well, some people are terribly boring, and they write anonymous letters complaining about the conduct of the chairman in panel games. I've had a few of those. And also, some people live abroad and, of course, are called foreigners. In fact, most...
Mr. Derek Nimmo, John.
Repetition, of course.
Of course.
Oh, well, you're not going to pick people up on little things like course.
Well, he's done so. So if he can do it, he gets a point. Oh. 43 seconds, Derek, for you on some people, starting now.
Some people are frightfully mean, and they challenge people when they say, of course. I don't think this is really a terribly good idea. It smacks of being a bit...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
I couldn't hear, understand a word he was saying. It was indecipherable. And he was doing a funny voice. I don't like funny voices.
In other words, he was doing a Kenneth Williams and you object. Derek, you still have the subject. 36 seconds, some people starting now.
Some people fill me with tremendous admiration, such as Kenneth Williams, when I look across at that giant of literature, that paeans of praise shine from me and fall upon that sun-blessed head with his auntie sitting in the audience, smiling away, wondering at him, as we all do sometimes. My goodness. Oh! What a splendid chap to call a chum. Dear friend, I say, bon ami, if I was a frog. Otherwise, pleasurably one is endowed with...
Well, Derek, you're going magnificently then. Sheila, your turn to begin the subject following some people... Other people. Oh. Can you talk for just a minute on that, starting now?
Other people on this panel today seem to be a little bit round the twist. I think maybe they have been to the pub before, but I'm not accusing them of it because they are being...
Derek Nimmo, John.
Deviation, I certainly haven't been to the pub before.
I
want to get the record straight. I don't care whether I lose a point or not, but I'm not going to have it be broadcast to Ceylon and Australia and all sorts of countries. I frequent hostelries before I appear on this program. I'd get the record straight. I'm sorry.
I don't mind if everybody in Ceylon knows that I go in a pub now and again.
Yeah, they all know what to drink too. Australian beer is all
we get. 50 seconds, Sheila, on other people starting now.
If the other people on the panel, however, deny that they have been to that said inn, I will accept that and agree that they perhaps are just a little bit mentally below me. However, I enjoy very much being with these other people, and I find them laudable in many ways. Peter Jones, with his distinguished graying sideboard. With his beautiful...
I don't want all the listeners to know that I am going prematurely grey.
Well, shut your row. You're a draw attention to it.
You're underlining it, Sheila. Great. You have 19 seconds left for other people, starting now.
Ty and Derek in his pink shirt and green, the same.
Kenneth Williams, I agree with that,
yes.
Kenneth. So you have the subject
well,
now. Have you got an extra point? And there are 13 seconds on other people, starting now.
And a good thing the subject returns to me after this incoherent rambling we've all had to listen to. Jean-Paul Sartre rightly said, hell is other people. This is a definition which I find myself in.
Well, Kenneth's erudition kept him going.
And I'm in the lead, right?
You've got 2 points in that round.
And that means where? What am I at my position?
You're in fourth place. Kenneth, we're back with you. Can you talk on the subject of the most interesting Louis?
Right.
60 seconds starting now.
The verdict of most historians would have to be Louis XIV, or the Sun King, as he was affectionately known. And one of the most charming anecdotes concerning that monarch was when a lady came to him in deep distress, apropos pregnancy, and said, my husband's been away fighting, do you see? And I don't want him to learn of this event. He said, madam, I'll make sure that his posting lasts another 6 months. And that, I think, is very nice, because he's, so to speak, engineering a charming pardon for an indiscretion. Would that all kings had this sense of clemency, of tolerance.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of kings.
Yes. I'm afraid there's repetition of kings, so Derek.
That's very mean of you, Derek, you know, the way you just seize on these little words.
But you've been going for nearly. You've been going for nearly 50 seconds, and very well. In fact, you've made a very good point about Louis, but now Derek's going to talk on the subject.
No, I wanted to go on about this woman being pregnant. It was
I know, we've had enough about her being pregnant. I think we can get off her now for a bit.
Oh, pardon me for living.
Seconds, Derek, for the most interesting Louis, starting now.
His great creation was, of course, the Palace of Versailles, which he turned from his old father's hunting lodge into this most magnificent of buildings, employing Lebrun and Le Nôtre, his gardener and painter in reverse order. To...
End of that round, Derek Nimmo getting the extra point, speaking with the whistle went, has moved into the lead, one ahead of Sheila. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject is little green men. Can you talk about them for just a minute, starting now?
Little green men. What an awfully nice subject to get. Of course, it takes one back to prehistoric Britain, I suppose. The barrows, those great mountains built by, perhaps, the little green men. The forerunners of our present British kind.
Sheila Hancock.
What did you say?
You're supposed to be listening.
Well, like, it's deviating because I couldn't hear it. The forerunners of our...
Yeah. I quite agree. I didn't hear at all what he said, so none of us can judge whether he was being devious or repetitious. So the only thing to do, Sheila, we won't charge any points, we'll let him carry on.
Well, not only that, I've got another challenge.
What's your second
one? I mean, there's absolutely no proof that the men that lived in the barrows were green.
Yeah. I mean, what's your third challenge?
Pardon?
What's your third, Charlotte?
D.V. Ocean.
Well, I agree, Sheila, but you didn't bring that one out first. So. 45 seconds to continue, Derek, on Little Green Men, starting now.
Because when the Irishmen come to town, they paint the town green and say, right they are.
Kenneth Williams.
Town.
Two towns.
Yes, well done, Kenneth. You have the subject and a point. And 42 seconds, Little Green Men, starting now.
The Little Green Men only require you to put out a wee bowl of milk in the morning, and then you'll find that all your doings shall be blessed, and you'll have no ill luck or misfortune. And we up in the glens, where they still put out the little...
Sheila Hancock, Charlotte.
To put out...
I was put out by you. You were deliberately making faces.
She's making faces at me all through.
We're all a bit put out by your impersonation.
I was put out by her. She's making faces all the time.
Oh, Kenneth.
She's laughing at disability.
If only the listeners could have seen your face when you're doing that impersonation.
I thought he might do himself an injury if he went on much longer.
16 seconds for you, Sheila, on Little Green Men, starting now.
The Green family live in Cirencester, and some of them are quite little. There's Edward and George and John. Not more, I should think, than 5'4", but little.
Well, Sheila got an extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and she's now moved into the lead. She's three ahead of Peter Jones. No, she's two. She's only one ahead of Derek Nimmer. He's in second place. Peter's now in third place. Kenneth's still in fourth place. But they're all fairly close.
He seems to have been doing quite well. Why is he still only in fourth place?
Because he talks so much when the showmen are playing the game, you all think he's winning. Peter, it's your turn to begin. The subject is speaking loosely. Can you either demonstrate or talk about that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Far too many people are doing this nowadays, even, dare I say it, on programmes broadcast by the BBC. Even in this very programme.
Kenneth Williams, Charlie.
BB. Two Bs.
BB. Kenneth, you have a very good challenge, and you have a point, and you have 52 seconds to continue on speaking loosely, starting now.
This means when you're slack-jawed, it's so loud, all the things without being really articulate, or suffering from gomphosis. Now, there have been many gomphotic creatures, and there are
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of gom.
Oh, give Peter a point for trying hard and leave the subject with Kenneth, because obviously it's not a correct challenge, but it was a good one. 35 seconds, Kenneth, to continue on speaking loosely, starting now.
In the field of circumlocution, it is with infinite difficulty man finds the accurate phrase with which to properly convey his innermost convictions. Now, when the vocabulary falls into slackness, we tend to label this loose talk or speech. On the contrary, it may often be the verdant outpouring of that which is involuntary, extemporaneous to a degree.
Well, once again, Kenneth kept going well. He spoke a great deal in that round, but I'm afraid he's still in fourth place. Sheila, we're back with you. Your turn to begin. The subject, estimates. Can you talk about estimates for just a minute, starting now?
This is something I feel very strongly about at the moment, as I have been having a house converted. And I advise you, whatever work you have to do, make sure you get an accurate estimate. To the last penny. Otherwise, at the end of the job, you find there is something sinister called extras put on, which means that you are paying usually five times as much as you expected. Therefore, you have to get every nail...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. She's painting a picture of builders in England as though there are a lot of swindling rogues. I can't stand by and hear a noble profession maligned. I've got chums who are carrying the hod and the mortar and are doing the work, the hard work that goes toward making this country a better place.
Kenneth, you want a cheap estimate for the new house you're doing up in Portland Place, is it?
I haven't got a house. I've got one room, kitchen and bathroom. I run round, shove the arpic down the loo and fly.
You've flown quite enough in this programme. Sheila has another point and 29 seconds to continue on estimates starting now.
I would like to endorse his recommendation of builders because mine happens to be very good because I got one of these said estimates and he stuck to it. But I know many, many people... I got carried away then.
Yes, too many. 15 seconds, Derek, on estimates starting now.
Estimate, of course, comes from the Latin word estimatus, a noun, and can be used, as Sheila says, so often by the building trade, and I am suffering from them myself at the moment because they say, we'll build you a room, and when you get the final bill, it doesn't include the roof.
Derek Nimmo got the point for speaking when the whistle went. He's now equal in the lead with Sheila Hancock. Kenneth, we're back with you, and in view of the way the subject's come up, I've just thought it might be fun to throw this one at you. Nursing a grievance. So would you like to talk about nursing a grievance for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is an unhealthy occupation, and the proper resort to these feelings is not in nursing the grievance, but in venting the grievance.
I take it back. My finger slipped.
No, it doesn't matter. He still gets a point for an incorrect challenge.
And, two grievances.
He's moved out of fourth place.
Nursing a grievance. That's the point. That's the title.
I know.
Yes. And you have 47 seconds,
I thought
Kenneth.
You needed a point for the milkman.
No.
He's going to get his extra pint tomorrow, isn't he? Nursing a grievance, Kenneth, 47 seconds, starting now.
All these things are the result of neurosis of some kind or another, whereas modern mind is besotted. Now, the answer to this lies in the only way it can be truly remedied, and that is the method of expatiation at the propitious period where naturally the mind resort. What are you doing?
I must tell the listeners, Kenneth looked at me then and said, what are you doing? I was
just
making
faces
away.
At me.
I was deeply impressed.
He dried
this,
up and he just... I'm going to go on and on about this. What are you talking about?
I was all this list of long words you kept
bringing. I put
bringing
it to
back.
The audience that when people deliberately go, right at you. Like,
I put it to the audience. Wasn't I overcome with admiration?
Yeah. You so pay them to come here.
So, Kenneth, we have 18 seconds on nursing a grievance starting now.
I nursed a grievance once, and I was very foolish, and when I faced the person that caused it, he said, oh, my dear fellow, why don't you ring me up? Right, no, I had to come round and we're going to thresh the whole matter out. That's...
Sheila Hancock challenged.
Hesitation.
Why?
Well, because he ground...
Either that or repetition of yum, 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 yum.
All right, Sheila, 3 seconds on nursing a grievance starting now.
Nursing a grievance is a foolish...
Well, I've just been told that we have no more time to play just a minute, so let me now give you the final score. Peter Jones leapt into a lead at the beginning of the show. He slowly lost it and finished in fourth place. But he, Derek, excuse me. He was only 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who surged forward with his grievance and finished in third place. And they weren't far behind Derek Nimmo, who was in second place, but he was beaten by 2 points by this week's winner, returning to triumph, Sheila Hancock. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.